Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. Welcome, fishers, to another episode of Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, and today we're going to go on another profound journey, diving into the armor of God and the transformative role of prayer in activating its strength in our lives. But before we dive deep, let's ground ourselves in the biblical foundation of the armor of God. As articulated in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, the Apostle Paul wants believers to put on the whole armor of God to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Now, this metaphorical armor comprises distinct components, with each one of them symbolizing spiritual provisions granted by God to us, his followers. So let's unpack this further, starting with the belt of truth. Now, in Ephesians 6:14, Paul urges believers to fasten the belt of truth around their waist. Now, just as a belt secures a soldier's attire or a warrior's attire, the truth of God's word anchors us amidst the tumultuous currents of our lives. Now, prayer, which we use as a conduit of communion with God, reinforces that commitment to his truth, which safeguards us against the subtle deceptions of Satan. Now, moving on, we encounter the breastplate of righteousness. Paul emphasizes the importance of putting this protective piece on to guard our hearts from spiritual assault. Now, righteousness attained through faith in Christ shields us from the condemnation of sin. And through prayer, we surrender our hearts, our minds, to God's sanctifying work by cloaking ourselves in his righteousness and repelling accusations of the adversary. Now, let's contemplate the significance of the shoes of the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6:15 says, "Believers to fit their feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." Now, these shoes enable us to traverse life's terrain with confidence in God's sovereignty and provision. Now, through prayer, we cultivate a steadfast trust in his promises, anchoring our actual souls in the peace that transcends understanding. And as we progress, we encounter the shield of faith. Now, described in Ephesians 6:16 as the means by which we extinguish the fiery arrows of Satan. Now, faith serves as our defensive barrier, deflecting doubts and fears coming from the enemy. But through prayer, our faith is strengthened, which enables us to stand firm in the face of adversity and uncertainty. Now, next we have the helmet of salvation. As put in Ephesians 6:17, this protective headgear safeguards our minds from the assault of doubt, despair, depression, anxiety, you name it, that's what it's there for. Now, salvation, which we get secured through Christ's sacrifice, assures all of us of our eternal inheritance, which is eternal life. And through prayer, we constantly renew our minds with the truth of God, fortifying us against the enemy's attempts to undermine our actual identity under Christ. Next, with the armor of God, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the actual word of God. Now, in Ephesians 6:17, this empowers believers to engage in spiritual warfare, wielding the truth of Scripture against the forces of darkness. So Scripture will tell you everything you need to know. All you need is the truth. The truth sets everybody free. Now, through prayer, study, and meditation on God's Word, we only sharpen our spiritual discernment and equipping us to effectively combat lies and deception of Satan. Anything that's a lie and out to deceive you is always going to be Satan. Now, the armor of God serves as an expression of God's strength and protection for us, His people under Christ. And through the discipline of prayer, we activate this power of spiritual armor, strengthening us against all spiritual adversaries. Now, life, as we all know, is complex. Joy, sorrow, triumphs, tribulations. From the mundane, everyday stuff to monumental, life-changing problems. We encounter tons of problems that's going to test our resilience and shape our actual character. But amidst all this chaos and uncertainty, prayer stands as our foundation, offering us strength and divine guidance to know exactly what to do. Now, we have to begin by acknowledging the nature of challenges, right? Whether it's personal struggles, relationships, society in general, adversity comes in different ways, right? Leaving us, 9 times out of 10, we get overwhelmed, we get vulnerable, we get scared. But it's in these actual moments that prayer shines. Try it. I'm telling you, prayer works. Now picture this. You're standing at that crossroad of uncertainty, trying to figure out what decision to make. You're doubting yourself, don't know what to do. But in the quiet of prayer, you have refuge. Now, you pour out your heart to God, asking Him what to do. Now you surrender all your fear, your anxiety, your aspirations even, and trust God. And He hears you, and He's going to do what He says should be done. But as we explore these truths, in actually it's in Philippians 4:6-7, which tells us, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, present our request to God, and at the peace that God can give you when you just surrender everything. And I know that now this transcends all understanding. But no, if you talk to Him, He's going to talk back. Now Philippians 4:6-7, that particular verse is a reminder that prayer is not just a religious ritual or some lines that you say when you're in trouble, but it's sacred communion with God. It's a pathway to peace amidst life storms. Now, when you approach God in prayer, relinquish that burden of self-reliance. Like, oh, I can do it. I can do everything. No, give it all to God and trust His hands will shield you from these problems you deal with every day. But if we even dive deeper into the practical implications of prayer, well, first, it provides perspective. So when you're going through adversity, it's easy to lose sight of the big picture and get scared, right? But through prayer, we gain a different perspective, a kingdom perspective. And you need to recognize that your struggles are just moments that come and go. But God will protect you because in his plan, no matter what you stumble through, he's going to get you to the goal that he wants you to have. But you have to allow him to do that. The other thing is, prayer fosters resilience, right? So instead of being crushed by your burdens, gain strength in knowing that God's there with you. And he equips you to overcome all of this. That's why they call it the armor of God. Now, as you pour your heart out in prayer, you end up inside of a divine strength that can empower you to persevere through everything. The darkest of valleys, the fiercest of storms, the lowest of lows. And the other thing prayer does, it cultivates gratitude. Even when you're going through problems, you can find reasons to be thankful. And through prayer, you express that gratitude for God being faithful, giving you provision, and having a presence in your life. Now, as we cultivate that spirit of thankfulness, you discover joy in the journey, regardless of the circumstances you face. So, fishers, listen. As you can try to navigate this unpredictable thing we call life, anchor yourself in prayer. May your hearts be ever open to the guiding hand of God, leading you, me, and everybody else through every trial and tribulation. But as long as we have absolute faith and hope, everything will be just fine, but you have to give it up to God. So, as we continue our conversation and getting deeper into prayer, because prayer is what activates the armor of God. So if you don't pray, the armor of God is useless. So in Ephesians 6:18, it says to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And may our prayers serve as the catalyst for God's intervention and spiritual victory in every part of our lives. But before we dive into that, let's just pray on it, right? Before we even get into talking about prayer, let's actually do it. So in Scripture 1 John 4:19, it says, we love because he first loved us. So as we come together in prayer, let us pray on a profound truth in 1 John 4:19. This verse is the essence of our Christian faith, that our capacity to love is rooted in God's boundless love for us. And it serves as a reminder that love for others isn't self-generated, but it flows from divine love of God. And trying to comprehend the depth of the love of God, that's where you find peace and strength. Because his love is not contingent upon what we do, how we do it, performance, perfection, but it's just given to us with grace and mercy, right? So it's a love that has no limits, reaching into the darkest corners of some of the blackest hearts and lighting them dark into light. But as we take a moment to think about God's love, a dark room, you flip a switch, totally bright, you can see everything. If the room is dark and it's dirty, you can't see the dirt. As soon as that light comes on, you can see what you need to clean up. So let that light dispel your fear, heal your wounds, and give you a passion that you've never felt. Because it's through this that we witness the power of Christ. So let's bow our heads. Father God, we come before you with humble hearts. grateful for the love that you have given us. Your love has no limits and no bounds, surpassing our understanding and embracing us in our brokenness. Father God, to love as you love, with compassion, kindness, and true forgiveness. Father God, fill us with your spirit, that we may be vessels of your love and grace in a world hungering for your presence. Grant us the courage to love our neighbors as ourselves. Father God, we want to extend a hand of friendship to the stranger, offer hope to the weary, and offer peace to the ones that can't find it. Father God, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, let us never forget the depth of your love for us. And let that be our guiding light, leading us on paths of righteousness and peace. And may our lives, through you, Father God, be a living testimony to your faithfulness and love for us. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let that prayer serve as a beacon of hope, inspiration, helping guide your journey of prayer, which then allows you to access the armor of God. Because prayer is the actual lifeline of our Christian faith, right? So the heartbeat, you could say, of our relationship with God. And it's through prayer that we communicate with God. We give him our hearts, ask for his guidance, and through that you experience his presence. But for a lot of people, prayer can seem scary or intimidating, especially for those that just starting on their spiritual journey with God. So, you know, let's try to demystify prayer and give you some practical insights on how to start this journey of prayer. So if you got a Bible, grab it. And let's dive into how we do this thing called prayer. So let's establish a understanding of prayer, first of all. So prayer is not just, you know, words or going through the motions or specific words even. It's an actual sacred dialogue between you and God, right? Us and God. It's an actual two-way conversation where we speak to God through prayer and he speaks to us through his word in the Bible, his spirit with the Holy Spirit, which will tell you exactly what you should do. And he'll put that on our heart. Because in Matthew 6:6 it says, but when you pray. Now this is Jesus talking. Jesus says in Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is not seen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now, that verse highlights the intimacy of prayer, the invitation to enter into a private space with God, like a private chat room. If you old school, when they had AOL chat rooms and things like that, it was a private space. Today, I guess it would be a DM, right? And we pour our deepest desires, concerns, wants, needs, all of that. God's DM, right? And also prayer is having humility, being humble, acknowledging that you have a dependence on God and surrendering your will to what he wants you to do, right? Now, that's an act of faith, believing that God hears our prayers and is faithful to answer them according to what he wants for our lives. So that's like the groundwork, right? So let's explore some practical tips for you guys to get started on this serious journey called prayer. So, like, the first thing you need to do is set aside some dedicated time. So You set aside time to watch Netflix, watch your shows, this, that, and other thing. We schedule work, we schedule family. I meet you here at this time, got to be at work at 9. But it's essential to carve out dedicated time to pray. Whether that's in the morning, on your lunch break, before you lay your head down, just find a time that works and commit to it. Like for me, every night before I go to bed, I say that major let's talk God prayer. But throughout the day, I drop little prayers like, God, you see what's going on right now. Put a hedge of protection around me, or let me get through the other side of this particular situation. Second thing is find somewhere quiet, without distractions. A corner of your room, a park bench. A lot of people do it inside their car. But the key is to find a place where you can focus your thoughts and connect with God with no interruption. The third thing is, I would say use scripture as your guide. The Bible is your ultimate number one and only source of inspiration and guidance for prayer. So use verses that jump at you. Open the page, start reading, things will pop out at you. For example, if you have anxiety, meditate on Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and pray for God's peace to guard your heart and mind, to put a hedge of protection around it. But you should be authentic about it, right? So God wants genuine communication with us. Gotta be honest and transparent with God. You share what you're happy about, what you're scared about, what you doubt, what you struggle with. Remember, He already knows what's in your heart, so you ain't gotta pretend and act. And listening is key. Because once you've given up those prayers to God and He answers them, but you're not listening, you're not going to know that He answered them. That's why we stay consistent talking to God. Because if you're consistent in talking to God, you'll start getting answers. And sometimes they could be very loud. But it's not just about talking, it's about listening. So take time to quiet your mind and listen for God's voice. He might speak to you through His word. You open up the Bible, the words just jump off the page. He might be the Holy Spirit. You walking down the street, specific thought will come to your mind about what you're supposed to do. It's not intuition, it's not your sixth sense, it's God answering your prayers. You might answer them in steps. You think step one is not leading you to the prayer. It might be step 27. But if you don't take that first step, you're never going to get to 27 and get your prayer answered. So as you embark on that journey, it's essential to explore, to find out what prayer resonates with you, what different styles. So here's a couple. You got the Lord's Prayer. Jesus provided us with a model prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13, known as the Lord's Prayer. We all know it. Now, this prayer serves as a blueprint for our own prayers, which covers adoration, submission, petition, forgiveness, deliverance. It covers everything. But to see in context what the Lord's Prayer is about. It's not always saying those same words all the time. Think about that. Look through Lord's Prayer and see what I'm talking about. Then you got intercessory prayer. Now that involves praying on the behalf of others, lifting up other people, praying for their needs, their concerns, their desires to God. It's a powerful way to demonstrate love and compassion for everybody else around you. Now, the other thing is you can praying with Psalms. The book of Psalms is a treasure of prayers that express emotions, experiences, and if you incorporate Psalms into your prayer life, that can help you connect with God on a deeper level, expressing your thoughts and feelings, maybe more effectively than other types of prayers. But if you don't try, you won't know. Then there's the prayer of Examen. The prayer of Examen. Examen. Now, that's a reflective practice that involves reviewing the day you had with God. Acknowledge that He's there, ask Him for His help with the future, and that cultivates a spirit of gratitude and mindfulness. So, let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, we thank You for the privilege of prayer, for the opportunity to communicate with You and experience Your presence in our lives. Father God, guide us as we embark on this journey of prayer, filling our hearts with Your love, wisdom, and peace. May our prayers be a sweet fragrance to You, Father God, and may they bring about transformation in our lives and in the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, guys, when it comes to revival, it's not just a religious event or an emotional experience, but it's an actual awakening of our soul, a stirring of our hearts toward a deeper connection with God. It's about sparking the flames of faith, constantly renewing our commitment to spiritual growth. And that ends up fostering love, compassion, unity. But what does revival look like on a personal level? But at its core, it's just a grassroots movement, right? It's a small thing, like you throw a small pebble in the water and it ripples out all over the place. Well, it's like that. But that starts within the depths of individual people's hearts and radiates outward, transforming actual communities and nations. Because if each individual thinks like that and wants to pray for others and help others, all that's going to do is strengthen a community and then strengthen a nation. But it's about individuals encountering the power of God's love and grace and carrying that light into everywhere that you go in society. So how do you cultivate an atmosphere conducive to revival? That answer lies in the timeless practice of prayer. Now, prayer is not just a way for you to get your personal desires, right? We mentioned this before. So it's the communion with God Himself. So consider the words of James 1:5, which tells us to ask God for wisdom, believing that He will provide it to all that seek Him. So in the pursuit of this revival, you're going to need wisdom and discernment. Those two are best of friends, and they guide our decisions and actions with nothing but clarity and insight. So picture this. You got a real important decision to make, and you're at a crossroads that could change your entire life. You don't know what to do. Missing moments like these, that prayer becomes your compass, telling you which way to go on your path of wisdom and discernment with God. And as you constantly ask for God's guidance in your prayers, you're actually inviting His perspective into that decision-making process, so that aligns your will with His purpose. Make sense? So, as we explore how prayer grows our wisdom and discernment on a daily basis, know that prayer invites us into intimacy with God. It's in the quiet moments of praying that we cultivate this deep, deep awareness of God's presence and voice. Now, as we understand and have faith in His presence, our hearts start to become tuned to Him leading us, guiding us towards the choices that reflect what He wants in our life. And like I said before, prayer fosters and grows your humility. So when you continuously approach God in prayer, you surrender your pride, your reliance on self, and you let Him lead you. And with that happening, you grow your alignment with what God wants. And as you continuously ask Him for what He wants, everything is shaped by His will. But once you learn to discern His voice around the chaos and noise of the rest of the world, you'll start to see things change. So, as we journey towards a spiritual awakening and allowing prayer to lead us and to guide us, and then through prayer, we attain the armor of God, and we start putting that armor of God on. We seek God's wisdom in every decision and choice we make, and now we're protected. So may our hearts be open to Him leading us, our minds attuned to His voice, and ultimately our lives are a testament to what He can do. Only the power of God. So once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. May God bless you abundantly as you continue to grow in your life of prayer and deepen your relationship with Him. So until next Sunday, remember, keep praying and trusting in God. But before we part ways, I want to take a moment to lead us all in a closing prayer. Let's come together in a moment of reflection and gratitude as we actively seek God's presence and guidance. So, please join me in prayer as we conclude this episode. Let's bow our heads. Father God, as we conclude this episode, we bow before You in gratitude for the profound truths that we've explored today. Thank You, God, for the reminder of Your power and the invitation to participate in this spiritual awakening. We lift up our hearts, our communities, and our nations to You, God, knowing that the truth begins with each individual soul. May Your Spirit ignite a fire of passion and a purpose within us that we've never had, helping us seek Your face and align all of our lives with Your will for us. Father God, grant us the wisdom and discernment to navigate life's challenges and decisions, knowing that You hold the keys to divine guidance and understanding. Help us cultivate a spirit of humility and surrender our desires to Your perfect plan. Father God, we ask for Your grace to permeate every aspect of our lives, transforming us from the inside out and spilling over into the world around us. May Your love, Father God, flow freely through us, igniting a revival that spreads like wildfire, bringing hope, healing, peace, restoration, and reconciliation to all. Amen. So thank you guys for swimming in the sea of faith with us today. I'm Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, pastor of the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope Ministry, and this is the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. Until next time, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.